What did my dad say at the end of the show in the beginning of this one? He said, we get the biggest guests possible, and he's damn right about that. I got James Fishback joining me, of course, Florida gubernatorial candidate running against Byron Donalds. We're tracking this race very closely, have been since the American Journal days on the old network and even before. James, you were on Gray Area first. You were our first big guest ever. Thank you so much for being back here. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Phenomenal. Love to hear it. How's the campaign trail?
It's going great. I mean, every day we're just showing up talking to voters. They do not want farmland disappearing. They don't want AI data centers in their own backyard. And they don't want Bill Gates to unleash mosquitoes and Mark Zuckerberg to control what their children see in the classroom. And so this is a race not about Republican versus Democrat, not even about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong, good versus evil. And we are putting on, as St. Paul says in Ephesians 6, putting on the full armor of God and fighting off the craziness, not just in the Democrats, but in our own party. I mean, we just found out yesterday that Byron Donalds is now refusing to debate in this primary. I mean, what is this? The Democrat Party? We engage in debate and free speech. We do not coronate candidates. Yes. The last time they coronated a candidate, her name was Kamala Harris, and look how poorly that went for the Democrats. We as Republicans should learn our lesson that we need to have good competitive primaries. That's how we, one, pick the best guy for the job, but two, that's how we beat the Democrats in the general. This is no time to rest on our laurels, to get complacent. We need good conservatives who can build that broad tent coalition, as President Reagan said, because we got to win this. I've said on the campaign trail time and again that if Ron DeSantis could run for a third term, I would not be in this race, because Ron DeSantis has been the greatest governor in Florida history. Sadly, term limits apply to him, but not to Nancy Pelosi. And so, alas, we need someone to rise up and continue the good work that he has done to finish it here in Florida, because you know, and I know, that there are Democrats chomping at the bit, salivating like Pavlov's dogs at the prospect of a Democrat getting in there and undoing everything that Governor DeSantis has given us.
No, Florida is so incredibly beautiful, especially the revitalization that's happened after Ron DeSantis came into office. It really is, I think, you know, the freest state in the union. And I say that as a Texan. I'm very envious of some of y'all's laws over there and the way that, you know, y'all's police departments or sheriff's departments actually protect the citizens, y'all's gun right legislation, civil rights legislation, all of it. I think it's very important for people to realize you're getting treated a lot like somebody else got treated in 2016. His name, you know, the initials DJT, Donald John Trump. There was another guy they were trying to keep out of the primary. There was another guy they were trying to censor. And we're seeing those tactics now, those same tactics employed by who we viewed or used to view, in my view, as our own side. What's it like, you know, to run a grassroots campaign like this when you come up against this big money and this empty suit? He should be like NASCAR and have all the sponsors on him, Byron Donalds.
That's exactly right. And you can know what those logos are. They range from APAC to AI PAC, which is backed and led by Mark Zuckerberg, which gave him $5 million. Why? Because he's the data center candidate. He said that we are not building data centers fast enough. He wants to reduce the permitting, eliminating any regulation, so data centers can pop up in every single one of our 67 counties. I'm running to do one thing: to keep Florida, Florida. We have seen enough over the last 10, 15 years of our state's identity change, more and more people moving in, them voting a little bit differently, their lifestyle being different. But the irresponsible and reckless development is really what has broken the back of Floridians. And now you have the data center, which is really, this is the mother of all bad ideas. I mean, think about it. It's so massive, it makes a Costco look like a 7-Eleven, 2 million square feet. It's got servers running 24 hours a day. That requires a lot of power, a lot of electricity. So what happens? It draws it from the same grid that you and I use. And that means everyone's electric rates go up as a result. Number two, to cool those servers, you need a lot of water, 500,000 gallons of water every single day. Florida is working through its worst drought in 26 years. It's the worst time to be needing water. And third, I suspect that the data center is a ruse to build a mass surveillance state run by Palantir software.
We're going to get right back into that cameras. When we come back. Really appreciate you, James. That's the key, the data centers. We want orchards, not data centers. We'll be right back. Thank you very much.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Well, it's one of those classic stories, you know, man versus machine. Can the man defeat the machine? Can the man, the natural man, defeat the artificial creation, the big money creation? I'm talking to James Fishback today about the guy he's running against, Byron Donalds, his own campaign, and many other things. But James, you were getting into the concept of the data centers, and I totally agree with you, being the mother of all bad ideas. This is something that strips resources, strips vital water, vital power. You have to subsidize it and pay for it too somehow. It's horrible for the environment, horrible for the animals, light pollution, heat pollution, literally anything and everything you can name, there's a problem with it. What's going on in Florida right now? What does your opponent want to do when it comes to data centers versus yourself?
Well, listen to his own words. He said last month he wants to, quote, speed up the construction of data centers in Florida, and we have, quote, plenty of pristine land to build them on. My position is you got to stop the data center invasion in Florida. You have to stop it dead in its track. We got to protect your electric bill from going up because Mark Zuckerberg wants to become a trillionaire by spying on your kids and building this data center in your neighborhood, and you're going to have to pay for it. Number two, that water, that precious limited water, should be used for residents and should be used for our farmers, not for scam Altman. And then number three, the fear, the lingering suspicion, call me conspiratorial, but I don't care, is that the data center is really a ruse to build a mass surveillance state to spy on Americans.
Right.
The idea that you would need that much power, it was funny, Democrat Abigail Spanberger, the governor of Virginia, this week said that, well, you know, I'm opposed to data centers, but I understand why people would need them because we need to connect to the internet and send text messages. And no, we've had the internet for a long time and text messages for just as long. You don't need a data center 2 million square feet large that uses 500,000 gallons of water a day to send your mom a meme of Donald Trump wearing a bikini. This is for something that they haven't truly implemented yet. It is for a mass surveillance state, and we have to stop it dead in its tracks. And that's what I'm running to do as governor. I am the anti-data center candidate, the only one. And the best part is when I jumped into this race way back in November, I was polling at my least favorite type of milk, 2%. I was 2% in the polls. And yesterday, a New York Times recognized pollster, the Public Sentiment Institute, has me in 39%. That's second place. I am within 3 points, the margin of error,
wow,
of beating the Byron Donalds machine and keeping Florida in good constitutionally conservative hands.
And you've done that by doing what we call community outreach. You've done this by doing a grassroots campaign. Literally, you're out there every single day talking to new people, making that connection. That's what's important. That's what's missing. I talked to Joe Kinn about this. I'm just like, look, if you present yourself to the people and you're a man of the people and you're there and accessible and you can give information, you tell them, hey, this is what we're going to do, the people will be behind you. We see somebody like Byron. Byron doesn't have real policies. I've watched him talk. It's kind of like the parents from Charlie Brown, where it's like, rah, 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 rah. Like, it's not even real. It's just my corporate lawyer gave me the statement to read, and I support America and blah, blah, blah. And he's going to build the massive data centers, and he's going to, you know, support all the wars and do whatever. How do you respond to somebody that has that big money? And as I call them, machine versus man, they're the machine. You're the man on the ground. What is it like to talk to new people every day in such a mass quantity?
It is a lot of fun. It's lot of fun. Last Saturday, we did seven events in one day. For context, Byron Donalds hasn't even done seven events in the last month. So we are outworking him every single day. And when you go to these small towns, I told a political consultant who had reached out to me, I said, I'm going to Bonifay, which is one of the smallest towns in the third smallest county in the entire state. And he told me, what the heck are you doing in Bonner Fae? About 2,000 people live there. And I said, every single vote counts. There are 67 counties in Florida. I've committed to visiting every single one. We're eight shy of meeting that goal, which we will hear by the end of the month.
Wow.
And, you know, everyone thinks about Florida as Miami, Orlando, Jacksonville, Palm Beach. There is a whole nother side of Florida, from Pahokee to Clewiston to Hardy County to Fort Meade to Belgrade to Bonner Fae to Marianna to Chipley to Chattahoochee to Madison, where I live. And I'm going to be a governor for every single person in our state, whether you vote for me or not, whether you live in a big city or you don't. And that's what this race is about. This race is really about three things. How do we preserve our Florida way of life? How do we fight back the data center invasion? And number three, how do we defend our Constitution? Thomas Jefferson put it best. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance.
Sure.
And when you have the gun-grabbing Democrats working over the squishy, spineless Republicans, as they did after the Parkland massacre in 2018, they passed the worst gun control in the South that year, and we have to undo it. Here's what it did. It said that because one 18-year-old with a gun did something bad, that we are going to punish and disarm every 18, 19, and 20-year-old. And so overnight, 780,000 Floridians, American citizens, lost their right to own a gun to defend themselves, their families, and their property. As governor, I'll end that gun control. I'll repeal it. So if you're 18, 19, and 20, you can finally buy a gun to defend yourself. Wow. That's your constitutional right.
Well, I didn't know about this. I didn't know that was a thing. That seems like a no-brainer to me. Maybe go into that a little bit, because I had a misconception, I guess, about Florida, thinking that you know, can they buy a rifle at least or anything?
No. No, not a handgun, not a rifle, not anything.
Wow.
And the worst part is we got waiting periods now statewide after the Parkland massacre. Of course, it was called the Parkland School Safety Legislation. You know, like anything, they've got a really nice name for it, a euphemism. But it's the Republicans who are so spineless. You know, you've got to defend your Second Amendment rights, even in the face of the emotional tragedy, the massacre that was Parkland. My view there is that was totally preventable. This guy was crazy. He had been torturing animals. They could have charged him left, right, and center for 3 years, and they chose not to. Once again, the FBI dropped the ball. They got a direct tip that he was planning this shooting, and they did nothing. They were too busy investigating your family and going after the patriotic J6ers and the Catholics going to Latin Mass than to actually focus on that killer in Parkland. And so my view has always been consistent on the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed.
Yes.
Well, James, what about a school shooter who then takes the... No, shall not be. Well, what about an FRT or a suppressor? No, shall not be infringed. Well, what if the guy has a gun on his wall and he's listening to Alex Jones or Nick Fuentes too loudly? Should we use a red flag law to take it from him? What part of shall not be infringed do these tyrannical Democrats not understand?
Totally.
What we have to do is stand up for the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Mass surveillance blatantly violates the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
They got these flock cameras everywhere. They were sold to us as license plate readers. And why are they pointed away from the road toward schools, toward playgrounds, and even toward our churches? Are they going to track us for going to church the next time that they unleash a fake virus on the world? This is the problem, is that we have gotten complacent, that when, because we think that the Republicans are in power, that they are going to safeguard our liberties. I regret to inform you that the Republicans in power after 9/11, George Bush and Dick Cheney, they ran roughshod over our constitutional rights by building out the Patriot Act and illegally spying on millions of Americans.
Yes.
And so I'm running for governor for the same reason that Ronald Reagan ran for president, that Donald Trump in 2016 ran for president, is that you can't trust either party. The left wing and the right wing, they're both part of the same corrupt bird. They're both attached to the same bird. And on August 18th, I'm asking Floridians to give me a 12-gauge shotgun, make me their governor so I can shoot that bird out of the sky.
And this is the key distinction to make to people. It's like, well, James, why are you running? Why does anybody good run for office? And you go, well, you know, sure, the corrupt people, they might get all the money and all the power interest and whatever. You're doing it because you want to save the country and you care about its people and the land. right? That's why you're running for governor. And that's what makes you different. And that's what I've noticed, right? When you talk to these people, when you interview them that are empty suits and are just kind of there because they represent the money, they represent the power interests, they don't have a real independent political position like you have. Like many of your policies, I think, have been very, very funny and very base. Many of the things you've recommended to be done. What do you think Floridians are looking for the most when it comes to a candidate? Is it about protecting the land, like you say? Is it about eradicating the data centers? Or is it just about being a constitutional conservative and putting America first? Because I think that's what you're for. You're against the H-1Bs. You're anti-war, you're America first. What does that mean to you? What is America first?
America first means putting Americans first, as in the people, not the stock market, not GDP, not the corporate profits of Mark Zuckerberg or NVIDIA. The problem with America first is that it can mean anything to everybody. You see them pervert it in real time. They say it's America first to build an AI data center and make you pay for it, build it in your backyard. And why? Because America first means that we have to beat China in the AI arms race. We have to build more data centers than them. Well, we already have 10 times as many data centers as China. The most recent count says that we have 4,500 data centers and they have 470. Wow. So what is that all about? When you say America first, do you mean America first for the workers or for corporate profits? Because America first for corporate profits would say, fire anybody who's white, fire anybody who's a citizen and replace them with someone from Hyderabad or Mumbai. Why? Because they're cheaper. And if they're cheaper, corporate profits go up. If corporate profits go up, the stock price of the S&P 500 goes
up. And really quick,
that distorted version of America first. Our version of America first is you look out for American workers. You put American workers at the front of the line. You don't pull them out of their job and say, sorry, you've been here for 12 years. You've done a great job, but we found somebody named Mr. Ramaswamy to do it cheaper for you. And that's what we're going to do. No, this is a nation, not an economic zone, not a factory where you can swap out people like widgets. We cannot allow the mass firing, the mass replacement of American citizens in their jobs just because a company found somebody cheaper to do it in China or in India.
Yes, there's kind of this sick thing in the West where, you know, the native population, they get disenfranchised by their own government. And, you know, American multicultural society, like we got white people, we got black people, we got Hispanic people, got Asian people, got everybody here, right? The native population, people whose grandparents died here, you know, they're displaced. They get somebody that comes in and undercuts their job by like 50%. Hey, you know, you're making 110 grand as a software engineer. They got a guy that's going to be paid 50,000. He's more than happy to do it. How are you supposed to compete in that world? And they trot these politicians out and they act like they care about you. Like, that's the most sickening thing, to just to lie to people in that way, to be like, I'm Byron Donalds. I support data centers and H-1B and I'm for America. I'm for you. They don't have the definitions of these words. Like when they say I'm America first or I'm MAGA, it doesn't mean anything to them because they don't comprehend it. I think I don't even think Byron understands. Do you?
No, I don't think he does. And that's exactly why he refuses to debate me. One, I was a national high school debate champion. Two, I wouldn't just end the race. I'd end his entire political career because I'd confront him on the inconsistencies and the hypocrisy. He says he wants to create jobs for Floridians. Then why on earth would you support an H-1B program? I've said time and again, as President Trump and Governor DeSantis have said, that the H-1B program is a scam. You are not going to refuse to hire or fire our people because you found someone in India to do it cheaper. And you and I both know the Indians who have all these great resumes, they're fraudulent resumes, they're fraudulent degrees. So the entire premise that Indians are smarter and more qualified, that's just not true. And they're using that to replace an entire generation of Americans. The great replacement has always been real and it will always continue unless we confront not just illegal immigration that is poured into our country, but also the legal migration.
Well, the idea that everyone is entitled to America after our ancestors, you know, fought, bled, and died for us all to be here, doesn't matter who you are. The idea that, oh, we got a guy from Sri Lanka to replace you. Oh, we got a guy from China to replace you, or India to replace you. It's very insulting. And the youth of this country, we're done hating who we are. We're done hating the American identity. We're not the boomer class, you know, of the World War II worship and, you know, the self-hatred. We don't believe in that. We believe in our founding fathers and the Constitution, Bill of Rights. And that's why I love that you're a constitutional candidate. We want to be proud of who we are and say, hey, you know, we've let in 1 to 2 million immigrants legally a year forever, right? For however long you can go back. It's a crazy number, basically like decades plus, let in all these legal immigrants. We're the nicest people around. We give all this foreign aid, all these grants. Why do we still have to feel bad and be told, oh no, got to let more people have opportunities? We don't have opportunities. We're on the street. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, I was asked point blank by a woman in a small town called Lake City here in North Florida on Monday. She asked me, what are you going to do for the Mexicans who have been here for 30 years and are now getting themselves caught up? Are you going to help them? And I answered with all due respect, no. And she said it was cruel. And I said, what's cruel is what happened to Jocelyn Aguirre, Rachel Marin, and Lake and Riley. We have to have one top priority. It cannot be the well-being and welfare of every person on earth. It has to be first and foremost American citizens. The person in Sri Lanka, the person in Haiti, the person in Mexico is not entitled to the birthright that your ancestors and my ancestors fought for, that everyone watching at home, whatever state you may be in, they are not entitled to what we have been promised. Now, are we entitled to a job even if we don't deserve it? Of course not. We should compete amongst ourselves to be able to get great paying jobs, but we should not have to compete with cheap foreign slave labor to get a job at 7-Eleven. And I don't say that with hyperbole. I say that with all sincerity because there are a dozen 7-Elevens in Florida right now that have H-1Bs working the cashier line, working in the back. Tell me there's not an 18, 19, or 20-year-old who would want a good paying job to be able to move out of mom's basement, to be able to buy a home, get married, and live out the full arc of the American dream. Is working at 7-Eleven perfect? No. Is it a dream? No. But it's a place to start. And our economic future is being robbed from us, and we are being replaced by third world migrants, whether it's illegal or legal immigration. It doesn't matter. H-1B, H-2B, all of these workers are coming into our country, taking our jobs, our resources, taking up space. And as governor, I will end that invasion to protect the birthright of American citizens in my state.
Yes. And we do that because we are anti-discrimination and Americans are being discriminated against. This is very clear if people understand, like, we're being attacked as a nation, as a people, everyone together. Everyone in the United States is being disenfranchised right now with the reckless spending, with the prioritization of foreign interests, with the wars, with all of it. We need to focus on we can control what we can control, and we can't control what we can't control. We can control our domestic policy. That's what the voting base cares about anyway. They can't find other countries on a map and say, oh, we're going to go in here in this strike point and whatever. All this war, fear porn, and propaganda, that's not what people care about. They care about the price at the pump. They care about the price at the grocery store. They care about the quality of safety of their community. James, I think you speak to that. I think you're going to provide a lot of that. What are some specific policies you want younger voters in Florida to know about? What are you going to do that's different?
Well, the number one concern for young voters, and you know, I'm kind of one of them too. I'm 31 years old, but I say to the people who think that I'm young that, yeah, I am. But the young leaders of this country, they were not the exception to the rule. They were the norm. Jefferson was 33 at the signing of the Declaration. Madison was 25. Hamilton was 21. Young men built this country, and young men will save this country. What I tell young men and women all over my state is it's got to be easy for you to buy a home.
Yes.
To buy a home. How do we do that? Three things. Number one, we have to ban Wall Street, ban Blackstone and BlackRock from coming in and buying up entire neighborhoods, taking that supply off the market and hoarding it. What they do is they don't buy a home to fix it up and sell it back to us at 5% profit. They buy the home, take it off the market, and then they rent it back to us. We are not a nation of renters. We are a nation of owners. We have to stand up and ban institutional investors like Wall Street from buying up our homes to be able to protect home ownership for the next generation.
Yes, it's a real sick anti-natalist agenda that a lot of people have against the family, against the home, against the concept of, you know, our country continuing and having that future. And of course, like I said earlier on the show, I said, I'm 200 years older. I've been in Texas 200 years. That's true. Right. Like my ancestors, my lineage, I'm the latest one that's been produced, but I've been in Texas for 200 plus years. So for me to want to prioritize my nation, my state, the things that I care about, want to have a future and want to have a lineage of my own and my own children. Of course, there's nothing wrong with prioritizing that over somebody that's thousands of miles away or somebody that has billions of dollars and can, you know, bribe the government or whatever. Right. It's about the little guy. It's always been about the little guy, but the little guy has been disenfranchised and has been taught to be distracted. So I think people like you, people like many other candidates as well, they're bringing attention to the fact that the little guy has been the neglected. And that's what you do going on the street. 'Cause you're like, hey, I'm a little guy too. I'm just like you. I'm the man out there that's trying to represent you if you'll let me. Not trying to represent a corporation, not trying to represent even, you know, a specific, set of coordinated political ideals. You're just, hey, I want to make my community better. I really like what you say about the orange trees versus the data centers. Maybe go a little bit into that as we go into the break.
Absolutely. The peak citrus season in Florida was in 2005, 224 million boxes of citrus shipped out. The most recent citrus season was 14 million boxes of citrus. So we are down big, and we need to change that. Obviously, what happened was citrus greening took over. This infestation, where did it come from? Of course, from China, and destroyed, uprooted, not just the citrus industry, but all of the jobs, all of the communities, the entire towns that run up and down US 27 in Central and South Florida that depended on citrus have been wiped out. And so my view is very simple. Show me the incentive and I'll show you the outcome. Right now, there is no incentive to find a cure to greening that has taken down our citrus industry. And therefore, the outcome is there is no cure. I'll create an incentive in my first 6 months as governor, which will be a $1 billion cash prize to any scientist in the world who is able to come up with a long-term cure to the citrus greening epidemic in our state. Why? Because this is once a $15 billion industry per year. It makes good financial sense to invest $1 billion and to then get $15 billion back. We just need a governor who's willing to step up, find the money, and say, you know what? We're happy to invest $1 billion if we can bring back a $15 billion industry, bring back the jobs, bring back the communities, the farms. But in the meantime, in between time, we have to recognize that the desperation from citrus farmers has now been used to get them, to compel them to sell their land, their thousands of acres at 10, 15 cents on the dollar to these AI data center developers. So the sooner we can find a cure to citrus greening, the sooner we can stop the data center invasion so this land is not forever salted over and we can actually preserve Florida as an agricultural capital. The truth is you judge a society by how you treat the most vulnerable, how you treat a working class individual who works at 7-Eleven who doesn't get replaced by an H-1B from India, how you treat someone who's homeless living off of a fentanyl addiction on our street. We have to get them off. No more compassionate care, which is offering free needles or free tents. Arrest them, bring them in, and give them a choice. Do you want to go to jail for all the drug paraphernalia on you, or do you want to get the mental health and addiction health care that you desperately need?
Yep.
And that's what this is about. Loving your neighbor. Matthew chapter 22, the two most important commandments, love God and love your neighbor. Not your neighbor halfway across the world who you've never met, who's never stepped foot into your country until now, wants our tax dollars, wants our resources, has never pledged allegiance to our flag. No. Love your literal next door neighbor who is staring down the H-1B crisis that will take their job, Blackstone who will take their home, the data center invasion that will raise our electric bills. We have to stand up for what is right in this race.
Absolutely. Powerful and well said. We'll be right back after the break with candidate James Fishback, gubernatorial candidate running against Byron Donalds in Florida. Go to his website. Where do they find you, James? What's the site?
Fishback2026.com.
Go to Fishback2026.com. We are going to be right back with more.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes up. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd, and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body, as it is to all of our bodies, by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Another powerful interview on the new network continues with Florida gubernatorial candidate James Fishback. We're talking to him about real policy, the policy that truly matters to the American people, fixing things here at home. Now, here in Texas, something I always reference to people when we're talking about the Lone Star Tick, we dealt with this before. We eradicated something called the screw worm all the way down to the Darien Gap. Suddenly, now we're faced with new cases of this in our state because our government has not decided to fund programs to eradicate them. So, James, I want to hear from you about this greening problem because it sounds similar to things that, you know, we might have experienced in the past here. Of course, the sterilization irradiation campaign on the screwworm was immensely affected and irradiated them and got rid of them all the way down to the Darien Gap. You're proposing a $1 billion prize for somebody that saves this once, you know, $100+ billion industry in your country. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, absolutely. And the big thing for me is, how do we direct resources towards something that actually helps people? When you're not investing in an agricultural supply chain that stops things like citrus greening, you know, my grandmother always said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so if you're waiting for these things to become full-blown crises, you're always going to spend more money and it's always going to be harder to tackle. And so whether it's citrus screening or this new world screwworm, we have to get ahead of it now. And look, we can't wait for the federal government. Brooke Rollins this week said that the new world screwworm is a little pest. Well, that reminds me of the downplaying of COVID in the early days when they said it had no human to human transmission. Of course, it turned out to be nothing worse than the flu, but the original underestimation of COVID was met by the pendulum swinging the other way and our rights being stolen from us in some cases, in some states, for upwards of 2 years. So we should never underestimate things, especially those that affect our cattle industry. You know, beef supply in the U.S. is at a 76-year low.
Yes.
If we are serious about tackling beef inflation, grocery inflation, food inflation, we got to start bringing our farms back here in Florida and across the United States. It's no wonder food is so expensive. We are not supplying any more of it here at home. And so we've got to rely oftentimes on our foreign adversaries in the global South, thousands of miles away, paying shipping costs. Those tankers can get bogged down by high fuel prices because of the new Middle Eastern conflict. And the result is we are now dependent on this fragile supply chain. We're dependent and we're paying more for it. And so there's so much to be gained by bringing these supply chains home. Start cattle ranching again here in Florida. Start growing citrus again here in Florida. Don't rely on China or even South America for these absolute necessities like food and agriculture.
Yes, it's this idea of like, oh, we can hollow out the country and move all the manufacturing and all the farming and all the agriculture over to places that either hate us or couldn't care less about us. And that's going to be okay. That's going to be cool just because it makes your stock market portfolio go up. They always reference like the GDP, the CPI, inflation, things like this. People know that they're not being treated right. People know they're being deprioritized. People understand this because you look around you, you know, it's just like, where's the industry? Where's the manufacturing? Where's the retail? It's all a strip mall, right? It's all corporate interests. It's all bought up. That's why I think you talk about Blackstone. That's so important. Protecting family homes, protecting family industries, giving people the incentive of saying, hey, we want you to raise cattle here. We want you to grow oranges here. We want you to do these things here because we believe in your future, not just ours of grifting and stealing money. We reject that totally. What do you think is going to be, you know, the switch that flips in people's minds? And like, have you been able to flip that switch where you're talking to somebody and maybe they're not the most politically aware, but they see things going down the tubes. They see the degradation. They say, hey, this is one of the greatest states, if not the greatest state in the union. We got to do something better than this. I don't know what's going on. What do you tell someone that's unhappy but ignorant of the situation? How do you wake them up?
Here's how you do it. GDP in 2010 was $15 trillion. GDP today is $30 trillion. That means GDP is up by 100%. It's doubled. Does anyone watching right now, does anyone watching the Alex Jones Network right now believe that their life has gotten 100% better, has doubled their standard of living, their quality of life, their ability to raise their family, to have kids, to live out the American dream, and when it's all said and done, to retire comfortably? Of course not. And so if GDP goes up by 100%, but no one in the country except hedge fund managers and tech billionaires actually feel better off, then that's a problem. And it's one we have to confront. For the last 10 years, I've been an investor at different investment firms. Most recently, my investment firm, Azoria, launched last year. We deployed $40 million of capital investing in companies that were doing the crazy thing, which was rejecting DEI and instead hiring Americans on their skills and merit. But the truth is that I've spent the better part of the last decade really thinking hard about, do the economic statistics that we are told every day on Bloomberg and Fox and CNBC, GDP, GNP, inflation. We know the inflation numbers don't accurately represent the real inflation on the ground.
It's cooked.
That's one thing that I'm talking about. It's totally cooked. Does anyone believe that inflation was only 4% last year? Does anyone actually believe that today their Walmart cart is only 4% more expensive than it was a year ago? Now, why does it matter? It matters for a whole host of reasons. One, we deserve honest numbers from our government. But two, when you have 5 million Floridians dependent on Social Security, like my grandmother was until she passed last September, when you have them dependent on Social Security and Social Security checks have this inflation adjustment protocol called the cost of living adjustment, the thinking is that if inflation is 4%, you will get a 4% increase in your Social Security benefits. So your benefits, the purchasing power of them goes up with time as inflation erodes their value. It cancels it out. Great. Why is it that the inflation numbers are so cooked that our Social Security recipients who have paid into this program for decades, they are being scammed. They are being shortchanged. They do not believe, and I do not believe, and you do not believe that inflation has merely been 3 to 4%. It's been so much higher. And so we need accurate numbers because honesty and accountability in government is number one. But number two, for the 5 million seniors on Social Security in my state, they deserve every penny that is owed to them because they paid into the system for years. They worked for decades, and they don't deserve to be scammed and shortchanged by Washington, D.C. bureaucrats who are cooking the inflation numbers and pocketing the difference.
Yeah, I think this is a key point to make. You know, I rag on the boomers a lot and I criticize them for their voting record and being the dominant voting bloc in the past 30 years and kind of the wars and what's happened to our country, especially with the debt. But these policies, these people that trick the older population into voting for them because they have that establishment sheen because they're the man on the Fox News or whatever, because they're Byron Donalds, in my opinion, those people want to screw both the young and the old people out of our future. It's all about corporate interests. Like it literally, like he... I love the term empty suit. You got to use empty suit more because that's what he is. He ain't even there. You know, he's just a collection of all his buddies. They say like you're the sum of the people you spend the most time with or five people. Like he's just the sum of, he's legion. You know, it's almost demonic in a way to be representative of billions of dollars. You're just one man who just, if he didn't have that backing, he wouldn't be in that position. He's not motivated to run like you are. He's not dedicated to the country and his community like you are. It's all just a grift for Byron Donalds. I think we all know this at this point. He will not debate you because he is afraid. He will not debate you because you use big words. He will not debate you because you know what you're doing and you're smart. And he knows ultimately he's been given that position. I talk about people in media all the time, and I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody, but Barry Weiss, okay, gets like 10,000 views a video. She gets paid $150 million. They make her the news director. If that go by record, I should be the Fox News new Roger Ailes, right? But of course, that's not what happens. It's not a meritocracy. It's a, you know, they vote with their dollar and they vote on who they can buy. They can't buy you, but people can buy your merch. I think this is really cool. We've always said, hey, if you want to support the show, you go to alexjonesstore.com and you buy the product. You've got really cool merch for young people. And I bought some. I'll show you what I bought when we pull it up. Tell them about how they can support you.
Well, they can go to fishbackmerch.com right now and they can buy a hat, buy a shirt, buy a hoodie, buy the quarter zip and support our campaign. 100% of the profits go to support our campaign.
I got the navy hoodie. I gave you a hundo.
I got the car magnet on the car. I got the camo hat. And then I think we have to be honest about what this campaign really represents at the end of the day. Byron Donalds does not want to get on that debate stage with me because he's a coward, because he knows he doesn't have it all upstairs. And guess what? If you're not willing to debate your opponent who is within 3 points of victory in a New York Times recognized poll that came out yesterday, then you're not ready to take on the Democrat. Yes. Let's talk about the Democrat, by the way. David Jolly is now the unopposed Democrat nominee. He will be the Democrat nominee to go up against whoever the Republicans put up for the general election in November. Let's talk about David Jolly. He said 2 years ago, he is, quote, no fan of the Second Amendment.
Wow.
To every gun owner in the state of Florida, I am telling you right now, they are coming for your guns. They will immediately repeal open carry. They will repeal constitutional carry. They will extend the waiting periods to 15 days. They will double down on red flag laws. They will begin a gun confiscation program that will be optional in the first year and mandatory in the next. And David Jolly will ban AR-15 rifles in the state of Florida. He will shred the Second Amendment. He has already said he is no fan of our gun culture, and he has already said that he is no fan of the Second Amendment. This is not some moderate Democrat.
No, that's
Joe
deeply
Manchin.
Disturbing. That's deeply disturbing stuff for everybody listening. I think we all agree on that. This is somebody that's anti-constitution. And when you got somebody like Byron, got him waddling up, he's not prepared to take on this demon. You are. Talk about that.
Well, the truth is, don't take my word for it. Take the poll's word for it. We've been talking for 30 minutes now. Does anyone think that Byron Donald stands a better chance against a smooth-talking Democrat like David Jolly than I do? And the truth of the matter is the polls already validate that. They have shown that if Byron Donald is our nominee, the Democrat will win by 1 point. If I am our nominee, we will win this by 5 points. And if you look at the rallies where you've got 700, 800 people, college students, Democrats, independents, libertarians, all on our movement in our campaign, that's why we're going to win this thing in November. So even if someone at home says, I don't know about this Fishback guy, you know, where did he come from? I understand all of that. Truly, I do. The era of trust me, bro politics is over, and this blind trust thing needs to be rejected entirely. But at the end of the day, this is a question of electability. Of course, our campaign has better policies. Of course, we are constitutional conservatives. Of course, we're going to stand up to the H-1B scam and stop data centers in Florida. But even if we don't see eye to eye, every Republican in the state ought to be able to agree that David Jolly and the Democrats should not be able to go to the governor's mansion and unravel what Governor DeSantis and the First Lady have fought 8 years for. Imagine what Florida would have looked like if a Democrat had helmed the governor's mansion during a pandemic. Imagine what will happen to our gun rights if David Jolly is elected governor. He's already said that he will bring back COVID vaccine mandates for every public school student. This is the closest thing to a warning we could possibly have. And so Republicans don't have to see eye to eye with me on every single issue. Republicans can have their reservations about me. That's okay. But reservations are fine so long as this transcends the bigger cause, which is we've got to make sure that a gun-grabbing, vaccine mandate-pushing Democrat called David Jolly is not elected governor, and Byron Donalds is not up for the task to be able to fend off this invasion, this tyranny that's coming for Florida.
Let's go into a nightmare scenario. We know this isn't going to happen. We know you're going to crush Byron Donalds. We know you're going to defeat, destroy, just completely annihilate him in the election. That's what we believe going on in the general. Let's say, nightmare Minecraft world, let's say that Byron Donalds is up there on the stage with Mr. Jolly, right? Does he just get smoked like a pack? Does he do the debate? Like, what happens there? Do you think he would be man enough to do it? Would he run away like he's run away from you?
I think he's going to run away. The fact that he's not even willing to debate in a primary, let's not forget that President Trump debated 11 times in the 2016 presidential Republican primaries. And Byron Donalds thinks he's better than Donald Trump, that he does not have to debate. He is a DEI candidate, didn't earn it. He believes that because he is a black man in America, that he is owed the Republican nomination. He wants to usurp the will of every voter in this state and say, you know what, James Fishback and your supporters, you don't deserve this, even though you're polling 3 points from me, even though it's a coin toss on who's going to be the Republican nominee, I'm going to refuse to debate. This is the same guy who refused to debate David Jolly. And I'll tell you right now, if that happens, it's over. The Democrats will take control of our state. They will take away your guns. They will push vaccines on your kids. And then you can say goodbye to the free state of Florida.
Yeah. And let's not forget, I mean, Byron's a criminal, is he not? Didn't he have charges? You know, something happened there, you know, fun trap house type of stuff. You know, do we need somebody like that as the mayor of Florida?
No, we don't. And, you know, everyone's allowed to make mistakes in the United States. I, as a Christian, believe that redemption is one of our strongest stories. The problem is that when Byron Donalds was arrested in 1997 and charged, and then arrested and charged in 2000, he lied about it for years. It wasn't until 2 months ago that he finally admitted that his drug possession charge was not a little bit of weed walking home from work. He was actually selling weed and other drugs to teenagers in Tallahassee. So the core view of redemption is that you are actually redeemed because you have totally owned up to your mistake, not that you are ducking and dodging and coming up with excuses for the mistake that you made. If Byron sold drugs, that's something he did in 1997. Okay, admit it and let's move on. But if you're refusing to admit culpability and refusing to come clean, there has been no redemption and you're not deserving of forgiveness. Race.
Hold on. So he was literally making the community worse and selling drugs to adolescent, young adult type people. That's kind of confirmed.
That's exactly right. He was arrested and charged in 1997 with drug possession with the intent to distribute.
You're conservative Christian, sir. Your conservative Christian values, you know, selling weed and other things allegedly to teenagers. Pretty crazy stuff, James. I really hope you win. We're really backing you here. I got to say, I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. I got the shirt now. I got the T-shirt. I got the hoodie, whatever you want to call it. Thank you so much for doing this interview with us. And again, where can people find you, those URLs, one last time for your support as well as your social media?
Fishback2026.com. Go on the merch page, cop yourself a little tracksuit, a little quarter zip, a hoodie, a shirt, a hat. 100% of the proceeds go to support our campaign. And we need every single dollar so we can beat Byron Donalds, stop the AIPAC invasion, the data center invasion, defend our Constitution. And at 250 years, we can revive that founding spirit of our ancestors and say that enough is enough. Put America first and quit apologizing for our greatness.
Fantastic. Always wonderful to talk to you. James Fishback, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Florida, you need to be supporting this man, and around the country, get the T-shirt. Thank you, James, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. Another phenomenal interview here on the War Room. Tomorrow, you're going to want to stay tuned. I am going to be back at 4 p.m. with Joe Kent and Anthony Aguilar breaking down the latest on the war and on Section 224 and what that means for our country's sovereignty and ourselves, the American people, we the people moving forward. I'm going to be here in the chair for you tomorrow. Just you wait. I'm really looking forward to that interview. I don't know how long it'll run. Anthony Aguilar has been amazing on Suleiman's show, and I've had Suleiman on the network before as well. Got to get him back, as well as just a variety of other people. There's so many amazing guests. There's so many, and I'm so honored to have people like Fishback, people like Kent, people like Anthony Aguilar, people like Suleiman, everybody, wide spectrum of all political beliefs. Everybody's a freedom-loving patriot in some regard, or a freedom-loving journalist, or a freedom-loving human, whatever you want to use a label as. Why don't we reject labels and just say we're humans that love truth, we love life, and we're here to deliver that to you and be that with you together. Now, I want to get into a couple other things, but I got Rob Dew joining me in the third hour. I guess I should say taking over in the third hour. Rob Dew will be taking over in the third hour. So I want to let you know, just a quick little personal plug here after the 2 hours of the show, where you can find me. I'm on YouTube at Gray Area Talks. That's the marquee show. I'm live every single Thursday and Sunday at Gray Area Talks. It's the same on all social media, Rumble, X, Instagram, you name it. Gray Area Talks. You want to go follow and support there. New American Journal. That's the morning show. I do it every single weekday. That's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. That's the Gray Area page right there. Go ahead and follow that. Go ahead and subscribe on YouTube, Rumble, you name it. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to be. That's what you want to do. And then New American Journal in the morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single day, Monday through Friday. I am there with you. Me and Tim do a Gray Area X American Journal, or New American Journal. Excuse me. I don't want to get sued. On Tuesday and then Wednesday through Friday, I'm joined by the great Anthony Graffio. So beyond all that, if you saw me run around here as a kid and as an adolescent, now as an adult, I'm back in the new studios at the new company and whatever. You're like, what have you been up to, Rex, over the past, you know, 5-6 years since 2020 or whatever? I would say, here's the thing. I'm an American small businessman. Let me tell you about it. I'm an American manufacturer. Let me tell you about it. I'm an American retailer. Let me tell you about it. American fulfillment center owner and shipper and all of that. I am an American businessman because of what I witnessed at the prior establishment, Infowars.com, which is that you can actualize your dreams by getting people to support you, by giving them a 360 win. You can find a product that they're going to take already, make a superior version of it, offer it to them. And if they're interested in what you have to say and they want to support you moving forward and they want to be a part of the operation, a part of the mission, they go to your websites and they buy the product to support the show. So I want you to go to 50%off.com and or JonesCBD.com. I want you to check out the sleep formulas I've got available for you. Go ahead and get JonesCBD.com punched up and 50%off.com punched up. I want to show you I've got the classic toothpaste. I've got the classic knockout sleep support. I've got Brain Force available. I've got the Super Silver Wound Gel available. I've got Dreamwave CBD. I've got Ultra Chill CBD. I've got Ultra Green Nano Emulsified CBD. All of that and more is on 50%off.com and JonesCBD.com. And if you want to follow me personally, my personal socials, it's going to be Rex Jones News with a Z. That's Rex Jones News with a Z. I have to plug because squeaky wheel don't get the grease. Look at that. Knockout sleep support. Go ahead and click on it. That is the same formula plus magnesium that we've been selling, or I've been selling since 2013. Right, since it was originally created. Literally, when I was a kid, I was doing customer service on the phone, talking to people about knockout. And now I've reformulated it, added magnesium to it. I've got the same price from 2015. It's still $30. And people would say, well, your plugin stuff, there's Alex Jones Network products. All the products are good. On the Alex Jones Network side, on the Bigly side, they don't have anything for sleep. You know, they got things that help help you relax or help you rest. They don't have a direct melatonin product on 50%off.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support on JonesCBD.com. I've got Dreamwave. That's an amazing product as well. Blue chamomile and the melatonin and the full spectrum CBD. And then watch this. Knockout Sleep Support. You got melatonin, magnesium, GABA, L-theanine, hops flower, lemon balm, valerian root, L-tryptophan. I think I got them all. You see, I know it by heart because I've been offering it forever. I've been helping people with it forever. I've got the best formulas, the best supplements in the entire world at the best price because I own and control the manufacturing, the shipping, the retail, all of it. Nose to tail, it's all me. Somebody comes on here, gives you a code or whatever, that's one thing. Somebody comes on here like my father and says, hey, I got the methylene blue at the alexjonesstore.com. If you buy that, you're supporting and funding the operation. In the same way, if you want to support and fund my operation, my media career, what I want to do going forward in the future, I need your help to self-actualize. I need you to subscribe and get Knockout Sleep Support from 50%off.com right now. Look at all that. Look what's in that formula. You're paying $30 for that. You buy melatonin, magnesium together, you're going to be paying like $25, $30. With this, you get six, seven additional ingredients. But wait, there's more, even more. Use code KO for an additional 10% off. That's Knockout Sleep Support at 50%off.com. And I just got to say, thank you so much for letting me plug. I really appreciate it. I am broke as hell. I had a deal with people earlier on where I was doing fulfillment for them. I was doing like 2,000 orders a month. I had this warehouse. They pulled out and left me. It was, I won't say who it was. It was Dr. Jones Naturals. That's who did it to me, right? So if you're going to buy toothpaste from anybody, don't buy it from the people that promised to do fulfillment with me. And then when the company was sold, immediately pulled out and left me. Okay. Buy the toothpaste from me at 50%off.com. Because when I ship it out to you, it's a Jones shipping it out to you. It's not somebody else. It's a Jones. And if you care about that and you want that in your products, you want to support a Jones, go to 50%off.com and Jones CBD. Thank you so much for letting me plug, guys. I really appreciate it. Rob Dew will be joining in the next hour. In a matter of minutes, Rob Dew will be in studio. Really appreciate all the time in the chair today and James Fishback's time as well. What an incredible guy. I've been interviewing him. It's hard to believe, I think, since last year. He came on the Gray Area Talks originally. Then we had him on American Journal in the morning on the old network. Then we had him on the morning show again or the afternoon show again. And now we're having them on AJN Live. So it's amazing. It's beautiful. You want to see me here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to be interviewing Joe Kent and Anthony Aguilar on a panel show regarding Section 224, the Israeli military, the relaunch of the war against Iran, and all of it together. Rex Jones News on Twitter, anti-war, free speech absolutist, geopolitical news enthusiast, death penalty advocate, dog lover, supplement guru, host of Gray Area Talks with Truism Tim. Hell yeah. See you tomorrow.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple,
but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.